35. I'm just double checking that you made the stop there at Russian Transit Center, pulled into the first position there at that location. Okay, so you weren't able to get into the first position because there was another bus laid over there?
Yeah, I don't know if he was laying over or not. He was staying in the layover zone with his kneeler down and not showing any four-way return signals, so I'm not sure exactly what he was doing.
All right, I copy. I will make sure customer service is aware of that situation. And so you said you were sure that there was nobody there waiting for you? Did you step off the bus to double check?
I was there like a little over 3 minutes. I got off the bus and was walking around. There were a couple of people standing at the stop who should have very plainly been able to see what bus I was. None of them made a move toward talking to me or boarding or anything.
All right. Well, please be very careful regarding that quote, should be aware. There are many people that have very poor eyesight. They don't necessarily use canes. They don't like the extra attention. But their eyesight may not be that great. And, you know, of course, they're waiting for that ADA announcement to come on. You know, they see shadows or whatnot. So I don't want to see you going forward have issues. Just please be aware of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am aware of it. I was never actually sure if we were supposed to pull up to the first stop there, but I will do that from now on.
Yeah, the SOP states any place we share spots with any other lines, always pull into the first position if able to do so, and make sure that your announcements are either working or that you make a announcement yourself so that we are compliant with both sight and hearing impaired.
Copy that.
All right, I'll let them know what happened. Thank you. 1704.